It's clear that there are some in our society who don't want to ratify because I think they feel that it will be used against them. What they don't seem to appreciate is that the International Criminal Court does not have retroactive jurisdiction. In other words, it can't, for example, be used to prosecute people who committed atrocities during the liberation struggle. It can't be used to prosecute people who committed genocide during the Gukurahundi. It's very much a forward-looking thing, and to that extent, I hope that we can draw a line in the sand.
We saw that many were very upset after the Human Rights Commission was given its powers only to investigate incidents stemming after 2009. What does that mean for the country as we look at Zimbabwe failing to sign the Rome Statute and other treaties that will ensure prosecution for human rights violations?
The Human Rights Commission, yes, does not have jurisdiction to go further back than 2009. And that is very unsatisfactory. Anyone who believes in human rights, believes in justice, will argue that there should be no limitation on these very serious crimes. But the Human Rights Commission was devised as a mechanism to take the country forward. It's a compromise.